KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. The future of Sunday parking in San Francisco may be decided today. A budget proposal before the Municipal Transportation Agency includes a measure to extend metered parking to Sunday afternoons. That's not popular with some local faith leaders. Michael Pappas, executive director of the San Francisco Interfaith Council, worries that meter fees and the threat of parking tickets will chase some worshipers away.
Not just the congregations that are going to get hurt, but it's going to be the restaurants and the places that they go after service as well if they decide not to come.
MTA's two-year budget plan also calls for installing up to 1,000 additional meters throughout the city and raising the cost of parking tickets by $5. The extra revenue would go toward muni maintenance and providing low-income youth with free transit. A protest today in San Francisco targets federal crackdowns of medical marijuana businesses one day after the raid of an Oakland school that advocates the industry. Federal investigators will not elaborate on why they raided Oaksterdam University yesterday. Agents carted bags full of materials out of the complex, greeted by a quickly assembled crowd of loud protesters. Oaksterdam's founder, Richard Lee, was the primary supporter of a failed 2010 ballot item that would have legalized marijuana for recreational use in California. Stanford University is accepting 6% of its applicants for the coming term. The university says it sent more than 2,400 admission offers for the class of 2016. More than 36,000 people applied. Prospective students have until May 1st to accept Stanford's offer. Tonight is the first A's game of the 2012 baseball season at the Oakland Coliseum, an exhibition game against the Giants. How many more Aprils will A's fans be watching their team play in Oakland? Well, no one knows. A's ownership is hoping for permission to move the team to San Jose. KQED's Nina Thorson reports that uncertain future is on many people's minds.
Before I can share the voices of Oakland A's fans, I need to tell you I'm one of them. In fact, I'm a season ticket holder. I usually sit in the bleachers with the hardest of hardcore followers, the people who show up for nearly every game, rain or shine, good teams and bad, bringing their homemade banners, their flags, their drums, and occasionally their banjos. But even outside the bleachers, Oakland fans say there's a distinct culture that sets them apart.
Yeah, move it forward, but behind the tree.
A few weeks ago, I caught up with some fans taking in an amateur game at a local park. Here's Michael Davey of Oakland and Eileen Nadolny of Kensington.
We're definitely the alternative, the punk rock. You know, we're different. We're knowledgeable, we're smart, we're enthusiastic. We just do things a little different. That's what I like about, you know, being an A's fan.
I think the fans are more baseball fans. They're not there to be trendy. They're there because they love baseball. And that's what I see as that might be lacking if they move to San Jose. Emotionally, the Oakland A's mean more to the people of Oakland than they would ever mean to the people of San Jose.
Of course, people who live in the East Bay aren't enthusiastic about a move that would take their team 37 miles south. But the fans I spoke with say it isn't just a matter of convenience. When they hear A's owners say that Oakland isn't a viable market, and that they need Silicon Valley dollars to make a new stadium deal work, they feel disrespected.
And it's a terrible thing to pit one city against another. I've never even really thought of San Jose. But now I hate San Jose because of this ownership.
Bryce Kimball lives in Fremont and used to go to at least 30 A's games a year. Now he says it's more like 5.
That's solely due to our ownership. They don't want me as a fan, and frankly, I don't want to give them money. I do like going to opening day. I'm a sucker for that. I get excited, you know, and every year, you know, they pull more of their stunts, and I'm just like, never again.
Another lifelong fan, Jeffrey August of Pleasanton, is neutral on the Oakland versus San Jose issue, but he says there's no better time than an A's-Giants series to observe what can happen to fans when a team moves into an upscale new ballpark.
The culture of the Giants fans changed dramatically when they moved from Candlestick Park. You have the ladies out there with the big hats and the buttons all over them and the scorebooks, and I don't see that at AT&T Park, and I think that's part of what's awesome about baseball, and there's got to be a way to try and keep that around.
There's another thing that sets Oakland fans apart, according to Colbert C., who's been following the A's since he was in the third grade. and you can hear it at every game.
Let's go Oakland! In all of baseball, I can't think of a team that has a chant that includes their city's name, and that's what makes Oakland baseball or Oakland A's baseball so special. Every time I hear, "Let's go Oakland," and that would be a shame to lose.
In Oakland, I'm Nina Thorson, KQED News.
Next week, we'll head south to hear a different view.
There is only one option for the A's to survive in the Bay Area, and that's downtown San Jose.
We'll have that next week. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Presidio Graduate School with a dual MBA, MPA in sustainability. PresidioGraduateSchool.org.